Curtain Radio.
Well, the release of the 2021 WA Falls Report has actually shown that falls and fall-related injuries continue to be a significant public health issue here in WA, ranking as the leading cause of injury hospitalisation, with those aged over 85 most effective. Joining me right now is Rachel Mee, General Manager of Injury Prevention. That's what we want. Rachel, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jenny.
Yes, this is very sad. I mean, I think we've always been aware that people are very susceptible as they do get a bit older, they get a bit unsteady and that sort of thing. It can happen, really. Falls and damaging falls can happen to a lot younger as well, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Falls don't just happen to older people. They can happen at any age. And that's why we want to do our best to give people the advice on how they can prevent that happening.
Let's just elaborate, if you will, on some of the key findings from the Falls Report, if you will. Can you just detail a bit more?
So the report shows that someone attends an emergency department every 12 minutes due to a fall and is hospitalised in WA every 17 minutes due to a falls-related injury. Yeah.
That's huge. No, I had no idea. That's amazing.
Yeah. And we also know that, I guess, the cost that that places on our health system, which is under significant pressure, as we all know, at the moment. And annually, that's costing over $252 million.
Whoa.
And that price is increasing.
My gosh, that's something we really have to wake up to, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So, all we can do to prevent it, just little changes day to day can make a big difference.
Yeah, it's interesting you say little changes, because you say here quite clearly that falls are preventable and are not a normal part of ageing. Once again, I'd sort of presumed we were a little bit more subjected to it.
Well, older people are at higher risk, but they don't have to be part of ageing. There's plenty of things that you can do to help reduce that risk. And that's what our current campaign, Improve Your Health, is focusing on.
Okay, can we just elaborate on that then as well? How can people find out about these procedures that they could implement into their daily lives? Is there a website or a booklet or what is there?
Yeah, so you can contact us at the Stay On Your Feet program on 1300 30 3540. Or you can visit our website, which is stayonyourfeet.com.au, and ask for one of our Improve Your Health information packs. And that contains information and resources and advice for the little things you can do. They don't have to be big changes that cost the world. Little things that you can do to help improve your health and reduce your risk.
Okay, how about we just touch on a couple, Rachel? People listening at the moment have been perhaps close to falling or have fallen, want to know what they can do.
Yep. So currently in this current campaign, we're talking about Improve Your Health. So that's around eating a healthy, nutritious diet. So foods that are rich in calcium and vitamin D are really important. So they're things like leafy green vegetables, dairy, fish like sardines and salmon. They help keep your bones strong and will keep you on your feet.
So when you say that you would prefer that to be taken within the diet, or could supplements be used as well?
You know, most people can get them through a nutritious diet. That would be the first thing that we would encourage. If people are having difficulty because they have other health conditions or they're not able to get them through their diet, then a supplement can help some people. But most people through their food.
Okay.
Is enough.
People get a little bit confused when, you know, the experts say, okay, increase your leafy greens, increase your fish and oily, you know, seafood sort of into your diet for all. And that's obvious. They should be doing that. They probably don't know how much, you know, and it gets a bit confusing.
Yeah. So I think to keep it simple for your listeners, going back to 2 fruit and 5 veg per day.
Right.
Is a really simple way to think about it. So, 2 serves of fruit and 5 serves of vegetables.
Lot more green stuff, though.
Yes, yep. But if people are familiar with the healthy food wheel, it's really important that we're eating from the 5 food groups that include grains, dairy, you know, a variety of foods.
So it's not too late.
It's never too late to start. The other thing I wanted to touch on also is about medications, because two-thirds of people over the age of 75 in Australia consume more medications per day, which obviously are needed for your health conditions. But taking multiple medications can increase your risk of a fall. So it's important that you're talking to your GP or pharmacist about how you can manage those medications and understanding the side effects, particularly if you're taking a sleeping tablet to help you at night. Mm. They can pop you at risk of a fall. Obviously, by their very nature, they make you drowsy.
The thing is, though, just asking before you move on from there, that's all very well. I get that there are side effects that make you drowsy. How can you not take it, or how can you take it and prevent that side effect? I mean, it's a bit of a catch-22.
Yeah. What often we find is that people have been taking the same medications for many years. Things evolve and change, and the way that you metabolize medication changes as you age as well. So it's about having that frequent conversation with your GP or pharmacist. And also, some things that you might be taking have side effects which interact with your other medications.
They should really know that, Rachel.
They should, but it's important for us to prompt, ask the question,
okay,
why am I taking this?
Okay, yes. If you are feeling like things aren't quite right with the combination of medications, ask if there are alternatives to give you the same result. Yeah.
And because some medications, you know, they can affect your continence and the need to go to the toilet or not go to the toilet, so then you might be taking something else to help you.
Okay, be honest about it.
To rush, all that sort of thing, and then that rushing to the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, I guess what you have to do if you start to diagnose yourself with medications or supplements, you need to be able to tell your doctor. That makes sense.
And it's important that you're letting your doctor know about all the medications that you're taking, not just the ones that they're prescribing, but anything that's over the counter or herbal medications as well.
Makes a lot more sense. Okay. Exercise. And, you know, some people aren't well enough to do that. If they're sort of, you know, bound to the bed a bit more often than not and whatever, unwell, what can they do to supplement that?
Yeah. So exercise through strength and balance are really important. And often people will say to us, you know, I'm too old to start something. We say you're never too old. At any age, you can improve your leg strength and balance. It just needs to be modified for your needs. So sometimes what we might do is have people doing their leg exercises in a chair.
Yeah.
So they can still do a leg extension, but they're in a supported and safe environment where they're not feeling like they're going to fall. Because it's really important for doing functional everyday activities that we have strong legs and good balance. Even for things like simple as we take for granted getting on and off the toilet. You need strong legs to be able to do that.
That's strength. So really, not only do you have to have stronger bones, but you do need to have stronger muscles supporting.
Yeah, and strong muscles are really important because they pull on your bones and actually help strengthen those bones.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, we should be doing this all our lives, really.
Absolutely. It's not, I mean, that's the thing through the Stay on Your Feet program. We focus on healthy aging, but we don't want people to get into their 70s and 80s and start thinking, oh, I should be doing something about this. It's about lifelong physical activity.
You know, I was reminding myself the other day, Rachel, actually, when you're in your 20s or 30s or what, you think nothing's ever going to change. Then all of a sudden you wake up one day and think, what the heck happened?
You know, we definitely take things for granted.
Well, we just don't think anything's going to change.
No. And often I'm talking to people and they'll be saying, oh, this is great for mum and dad who are in their 90s, and I'm trying to encourage them. Yeah, it is great for mum and dad also, but maybe you could be doing the activities with them.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, we do see a lot more people out walking dogs, walking, you know, just walking, jogging, whatever, these days than we ever used to when we were much younger. So that's a good sign, at least. That's one thing. But we're still, gee, the statistics are so high. Can't believe it. It's incredible. Every 17 minutes, someone admitted to hospital.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. And as I said, we hear about hospital ramping and all these pressures on the healthcare system. Mm. If we can keep one person out of hospital, then that's a really good thing for us.
If you are a little bit wobbly on your feet, you do admit that fact, and you'd like to get up through the night or whatever, and of course you've got to make sure that hazards are out of reach, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage people, particularly if you're needing to get up in the night, also to have a lamp to turn on so you can see what's in the way, and give yourself time for your eyes to adjust and sit up slowly, because if you've been laying down, you know, the blood pressure can change when you sit or stand up, and that's when we find many people have a fall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just give yourself a second. Allow your eyes to adjust. I know we've all done it where you try to find your way to the bathroom without opening your eyes.
Yeah. Yes. Max Kay, who used to come in on air with me, used to say if he had to get up through the night, he'd close his eyes so he didn't have to really wake up completely when he got to get back to bed.
I'm definitely guilty of that, but please don't do that. Open your eyes up. And go to the bathroom as you need, and just give yourself that time, and make sure that there's no mats or other trip hazards cluttered around your bed, so that there is that safe passage to the bathroom.
You know, I was only talking to Peter Waltham earlier about certain ages of certain performers, actually, you know, in the 90s now and 80s, late 80s, where once upon a time we didn't seem to have people living quite that long. Some did, but not most. So really, we should be taking this very seriously at a lot younger age, you know, probably in your 30s and 40s and whatever, because all of a sudden you wake up and you're not, that's gone.
Yeah, and it's common that people have other health conditions as they age, you know, chronic conditions such as diabetes or health, heart conditions and that sort of thing. And those conditions can all contribute to falls.
Of course they can,
It's not just about preventing falls. These healthy messages that we promote through the Stay On Your Feet program are just about healthy ageing in general.
The other thing too, of course, is people feel they start to fall, they put their arms out to try and to brace the fall. But in fact, what they end up doing is either breaking an arm or a collarbone, and that's what has to be treated.
Yep. Well, almost 50% of those hospitalisations I was talking about are due to fractures.
Yeah.
And that's fractures of the wrist are common, as well as fractures to the hip.
And takes a lot longer to heal.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And there is the physical consequences of a fall, but there's also people's confidence takes a hit when they have a fall.
Yeah.
They lose confidence to go about doing their everyday activities because they're fearful of falling again.
Yeah.
And that actually increases your risk again of falling. So we want to prevent that first fall from happening.
It makes a lot of sense. Just quickly, before I let you go, Rachel, a call has rung through to say that there's something called a mechanical fall. Have you ever heard of that?
A mechanical fall.
Yeah, no, and there's no explanation. It's just thrown out there. Mechanical fall. I'm not sure about that either. Anyway, well, hopefully they'll call back and explain. Okay, people can go to the website Stay On Your Feet. There are groups, aren't there, around the suburbs where people can go along and do exercises and things like that?
Yeah, there's loads of exercise groups. Lots of them run through local governments that are targeted specifically for older people.
Yeah.
And if you contact us, we have a database of exercise programs, and we can let you know what's available in your local area.
That's a great idea. And we've got your telephone number. If people can't jot this down, it's 1300 30 35 40. Good on you, Rachel. Stay on your feet. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Danny.
That's fine. Rachel Mee, General Manager of Injury Prevention. That is huge. Every 12 minutes, someone presents to emergency department due to a falls-related injury. That was in 2019. And every 17 minutes, someone admitted to hospital due to a falls-related injury. That's incredible, isn't it? Totaling 209,770 hospital bed days, costing an estimated $252 million. In the last 3 years, there's been an increase in the average length of stay from 6 days in 2017 to 7 days in 2019. Stay on your feet.